You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Welcome into the CHGO Blackhawks podcast presented by PointsBet. Use promo code CHGO when you sign up to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000, but that's not it. Make a $50 or more first-time deposit and you'll receive a free CHGO membership, which unlocks all of our great web content, and you'll even get a free shirt of your choice from the CHGO locker. I'm Jay Zawoski with Greg Boysen and Mario Tirabassi. We are in the CHGO conference room, so it might be a little bit echoey. Apologies if that's the case, but we'll try to do our best to tamp that down as best we can. But training camp, prospects camp, development camp, whatever you want to call it, wraps up today. And before we get to our interviews, we've got four great interviews coming up on the back end of this interview. Of this podcast, we talked to Frank Nazar, we talked to Ethan Del Mastro, we talked to Drew Commesso, and Nolan Allen. So four good interviews on the back end of this. Gentlemen, just your impressions overall of what is a very important development camp.
Well, it's hard to be like, hey, this guy's going to be the next Blackhawks superstar because he passed well in the same drill that they did. I mean, it's kids working on drills. You saw some flashes of things. The important thing is, like, the guys you wanted to look better, stand out, pretty much did. Like,
right.
The first-round picks from this year, Krasinski and Nazar and Rinzel, they looked a step ahead of everybody else. The guys from last year, guys like Nolan Allen, Del Mastro, they looked a step ahead of everybody else because they've got that extra year experience. A guy like Philip Ruse, who's played professionally in Sweden for the last couple of years, looked like a guy who's played professionally, especially against a lot of junior college players. So there's really not like a big takeaway you can take have from a thing like this. It's more of just like, on an individual level, did you see what you expected out of some of these top draft picks? And for the most part, I'd say yes.
Yeah, I'd echo that statement too. It's there's some competitiveness in the individual drills. A player that we're going to talk to later in the show, or that we did talk to, and you'll hear later in the show, Ethan Del Mastro, he stood out because of his physical stature in the individual drills and the strength he plays with. Those are the kinds of things that you see. You see, you know, in 3-on-3 and 4-on-4 situations, a player like Frank Nazar being able to use his speed and you know, the mobility that a player like Kevin Korchinski has. Like, you see the individual skill sets that the Blackhawks have said, like, these are the kinds of players we want to get into the system. And you see that in those drills. But as far as, you know, prospect camp years ago used to be, you'd have five scrimmages throughout the entire week. Now you just have one, if that. So it's a little harder to kind of pick up how those skills translate into game, simulated game situations. But as far as, like, the individual skills, yeah, the top-end guys that you would expect to look good, they stood out, and I think that's all you can kind of ask for at this time, as the prospect system is getting kind of reshaped. And you know, we've talked about it a little bit, but you know, with the rebuild, it's kind of they're not really doing a trickle down. They're not going from rebuilding the NHL down. They're kind of building it from the bottom up through the prospect system. So it'll be interesting to see how they all pan out, but I think there were definitely some standouts, and That's the biggest takeaway you can take.
Yeah, and like you both said, you know, the first rounders look different. They look like first rounders, and they definitely stood out. And we actually mentioned this to Nolan Allen, whereas he was one of the bigger defensemen in the system weeks ago. All of a sudden, right. is on the smaller end, and you see, as we've discussed, really since Kyle Davidson took over as GM with the Lafferty trade and Radish and Kachuk and everything he's done since then. He wants size. He wants speed. The players he drafted, they all compete. Even like a guy who I think is going to be a huge fan favorite if he ever gets to the NHL level, and I think he will, is Samuel Savoie, who's out there. He's mixing it up with his teammates. He's got some speed. He's got some hands. But the compete level on all these guys, and you're seeing these guys who are, I guess you'd call them current teammates, but definitely future teammates, battling with each other. You know, Savoie and Aiden Thompson got into it on Wednesday, and they're here to set an impression. All these guys know that maybe it's not going to be this year, but next year, the following year, there's going to be a bunch of roster spots open for guys, and they've got to show it. Like, this is truly an important development camp. As the Hawks were winning Stanley Cups, these things were like, all right, maybe one or two of these guys will emerge as someone who can help down the road. Now you need several of these players to hit and become meaningful parts of the future of this organization. So I think, you know, as Hawks fans for the next few years, you know, maybe prioritize getting out to these development camps. Preseason games mean more. Training camp means more. All these sort of things that we sort of wrote off in the past or paid half attention to now all of a sudden become front and center and almost more important than what's happening on the ice. Anyone else aside from the first round picks? I mentioned Samuel Savoie standing out. Greg, you mentioned Philip Roos and his, I think we'd call it like professional calm that he has. Anybody else stand out to you guys in terms of maybe some dark horses?
Joseph Serpa. He was a camp invite and has actually made a few good plays that have stood out. He had a shootout winner in a little red versus white game that they played. He made some good plays throughout the week. But as far as guys that you're really gonna invest time in as prospects, I think one for me that wasn't one of the big guys was Nils Jontorp. Once they got his name spelled correctly, his game started to pick up later in the week. He's got a pretty good shot on him. I think he's going to be playing in the USHL this upcoming season. Came over from Europe. There'll be some transition from the European game where the ice is bigger to a North American game. But I think he's someone to keep a little bit of an eye on. And he's a later round pick. He's a project, but someone that stood out in some of the drills for sure.
Two guys that come to my mind. One of them is one you hope stood out just because it's a name we've heard, and another one is from this year's draft class. Landon Slager looks good out there.
Yeah.
He's fast. He's big. He's physical. He looks like an NHL player out there. Again, it's drills. It's against kids. He's a kid himself.
Kids against kids, yeah. Right.
But he looks like he's got that NHL frame of mind already. Like, he's battling to get to the front of the net, even in drills. He takes everything was at 100%. And another guy that you briefly mentioned his name for being on the wrong end of Samuel Savoy's ire.
Yeah.
But Aiden Thompson looked pretty good. Again, but this is a guy, he's 20. I mean, he's a little bit older. He's got 3 years of juniors already under his belt. So that's a guy that, again, you would hope would stand out against a bunch of 18, 19-year-olds because he's got that extra year or two of junior experience. But that's a guy that I could see being 20 could be somebody that can contribute on the Rockford IceHogs as early as this fall, depending on what his plans are. I'm not sure what the deal is there, but he was a guy that, hey, he's got maybe a half a step on the rest of this group outside of those first-round guys. So those are two guys that stood out amongst the crowd of red and white.
Slager stood out to me as well. His Notre Dame teammate, Ryder Ralston, who's got the greatest hockey name of all time. He's also got the look going with the back pad sticking out, the long laces in the front like Patrick Sharp. He just looks the part. And another 20-year-old who could, he's at Notre Dame now, but could help soonish. You know, I'm excited to see him. And the other kid, the late round pick, Rico Tuhila from Finland, the naive, ignorant one that that Donnie called out. He's from a small town and he's never seen a light switch before.
Lauri Markkanen's stunt double.
Yeah, it's rare you find a 6'8" center. And I was talking to our buddy Jack Bushman from Lockdown Blackhawks, saying, "Name me a 6'8" center." He said, "Tage Thompson." I'm like, okay, good point. Name another one.
Right.
And there aren't really any. And when I watch Tuhila, if he's ever an NHL player, he probably won't be. Who knows? But you wonder. You see a guy 6'8", he can skate like a forward. Maybe that's someone you consider converting to defense at some point and trying to maximize that size instead of having it be, I think when you're that tall as a center, it could be a bit of a detriment, if anything.
He, as a centerman, he's got to do a lot of, he's got a lot of ice to cover, and he's going to need to work on being able to cover that. You know, his skating, as you can imagine, as someone who's 6'8", is very long. The mobility is not what you see out of someone like a Frank Nazar. So yeah, I think that might be a tough position for him at center. Yeah, maybe he does become a wing or transitions to defense. I don't know if that's anything in his future, but it could be something that you might consider, because it's a tough position to be slow in, and we saw that with Dylan Strome.
Yeah. Also, I think Drew Commesso looked the part. We talk about guys who are standing out among their peers. I think him and Jackson Staber, of the goalies we saw, again, in drills, we got to qualify all this stuff. Those two looked the best, and that's a good thing, because as you go through the Blackhawks system, they're probably one in three in terms of your, you know, future depth chart. You probably have Commesso, Arvid Soderblom, and then probably Jackson Staber right below him. Mm-hmm. So that's what you want to see. So from what you can glean from training camp, I think what we all agree on is the things that should look better did, which probably isn't cause for celebration, but it certainly is not cause for panic, and it's looking how it's supposed to look, and that's a good sign.
It's much better than you know maybe watching like a Korchinski or a Nazar or Nolan Allen being like, ooh.
Yeah, there was never a point where the three of us looked at each other like, uh-oh.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Only jokingly, you know. But
yeah, right.
Yeah,
it was about other stuff.
But this is the fun part. Like, we see these guys this July. It's going to be a lot of fun coming back next July and seeing the progression that a guy like Frank Nazar has made, or Kevin Korchinski, and go, and hopefully we're having this conversation a year from now going, oh my God, the jump this kid made in 1 year. Like, he went from being like, hey, we could tell he's a first round pick, to like, let's get him in the lineup now. Yeah. Like, that's what you hope to see.
Well, that was the case for me with Vlasic. Having seen him at the 2019 camp, obviously it's 3 years later, it's not 1 year later, but seeing him at the 2019 camp, it was like kind of the same. It was just like, okay, second round picks going to a big program in college, went at Boston, and I can see what the team believes he can be. You can see those steps. And then to see him this year at camp, it was like,
man among boys.
Why is he here?
But yeah. Like, even, you know, even from the last game of the regular season to now, he looks different. Maybe it's because he's got confidence playing with a bunch of you know, kids that have
being
never
been out. Yeah.
He's the only guy out there that's played in an NHL game that I can think of.
Well, remember Derek King's like, we can't put him on the ice. He's not ready. So, and then to end the year, he looked like one of the better Hawks, and we're all sort of penciling him in now as a day one starter.
And these are the types of things we got to keep in mind as we go through these next 2, 3, 4 seasons is, are these kids progressing? Are they taking that Alex Vlasic jump? Are they making strides? Are they becoming bigger, better players? Or, and I'm not saying this to throw a particular name under the bus, but it's just the first name. Or is it the Kirby Doc? It's not getting any better 3 years later. So these are the things you got to watch for. Don't focus on wins and losses. Don't focus on goals and assists. Focus on players getting better and becoming the player Kyle Davidson envisioned when he added him to the organization.
All right. We got to watch prospects camp. Next up, you're going to get to hear from the prospects themselves. We've got Ethan Del Mastro. We've got Drew Commesso. We've got Nolan Allen. And we've got, who am I missing? Frank Nazar.
Juggler.
We want to thank Will and Kalia at the Blackhawks for accommodating these interviews. So stick around for those. They're going to be great.
And a speedy recovery to John Steinmiller.
Yes, I texted him yesterday, said he's in some pain, but he's doing well. This is why you don't play basketball, John. You're an old man. Stop it. But just want to remind everybody that the best way to support CHGO is to go ahead and download that PointsBet app and use the code CHGO when you sign up. Do that right now and you'll get 2 risk-free bets up to $2,000, but that's not it. Make a $50 or more first-time deposit and you'll get that free CHGO membership, a free CHGO t-shirt from the CHGO locker, and of course, all the access to our great web content and our Discord page. So 2 grand in free bets, a free CHGO membership, and a free t-shirt from the CHGO locker. All that for making a $50 or more first-time deposit at PointsBet. And make sure you use that code CHGO when you sign up. Remember, it is your home for live in-play betting. You see an edge in a game you're watching. Is your favorite team primed for a comeback or a blown lead? Don't just watch the game. Bet along with it live. More live betting, more live markets, and faster cash outs. So what are you waiting for? It's time to elevate your live betting game. Once the game starts, don't just bet. Live your bet life with PointsBet. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services.
An NHL free agency wasn't the only excitement this week, because your home for the best Chicago sports coverage is now partnering with the leader in sports merchandise and collectibles. That's right, CHGO has teamed up with FOCO to secure your access to the best collectibles and gear around, whether it's the Bears, the Cubs, the White Sox, Blackhawks, or Bulls. FOCO will have something for you, your kid, your friend, and a loved one looking to get some new gear, collectibles, or accessories. FOCO has officially licensed gear for men, women, and kids. Everything from bobbleheads to swimsuits to Crocs. FOCO has you covered with the best Chicago merchandise, your favorite team. We were on this site the other day. Lots of fun stuff on there. You can get Blackhawks swimsuits, sandals, straw hats, anything. They got it all there. Good stuff. Plus, when you use the promo code CHGO for all non-presale items, you will get 10% off your entire order. So check them out at FOCO, FOCO.com. Or click on the link below if you're watching one of our wonderful YouTube shows as well.
Joining us now on the CHGO Blackhawks podcast is the Blackhawks top goalie prospect, Drew Commesso. Drew, thanks for taking some time to talk to us today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
How's camp been going? What's the how did the new draft picks look?
Camp's been awesome. It's been really great to meet all the new prospects as well as some that I already knew as well. Really just getting to know everyone, seeing the facilities. This is my first time out in Chicago since I think I was 9, so I'm really just trying to take everything in. The new prospects are great, too. You can tell on the ice there's not too much of a difference between them and some of the older guys. And, it's clear that the Blackhawks did a very good job in drafting this year, and I know that they will going forward.
It's been kind of a strange couple of years with COVID and all the starts and stops, and then hasn't been a draft. This is the first development camp since 2019. How big is something like this, spending a week with the organization, getting to learn about what the expectations are?
It's huge, because over the years, you kind of only meet these people over Zoom, and it's really not the same as in person. And getting to be here and just getting to know some of the guys and hopefully some of my future teammates is really big, is, a chemistry point off the ice. Their big thing this week is building character between us and, between the whole team. And, it's clear that they picked high character individuals, and, I'm trying to put myself in a position to show that I have the best character off the ice as well. And it's been a great week so far. I'm looking forward to finishing it out strong.
You've been really busy in the last year or so, not only being the top goaltender at Boston, but also playing for Team USA, World Juniors, Olympics. What's that experience been like, as a younger player?
It's been such a blessing. I'm so fortunate to have those experiences, not just to play for USA, but to travel across the world and play hockey. And, I think sometimes you can take that for granted, looking at things go by so quick. And, when you look back in your hockey career, I'm going to be really happy to say that I got to travel to a lot of cool places. I got to play a lot of good hockey. And every time I get to wear the USA jersey, it's so special. And I'm so honored every time I do. And, yes, I have been having a pretty busy, last 12 months. But, again, I've been so fortunate to have it. So
I know it's been a few months since you were there, but what was that experience like at the Olympics? With all the restrictions and everything, what was that like being there and playing in that environment?
It was so cool. Really, the whole tournament, you kind of forgot you're there for hockey for some days, just because you're walking around, you see all these other amazing athletes, and everyone was just so down to earth and kind. And obviously when we get to the rink, it was business, and I made so many great friends and great memories over there, and they definitely let us, you know, have some fun with the team and stuff, obviously following the COVID guidelines. And it was just such an honor to play in the Olympics. It really was, and something that I'll never take for granted.
When we look at some of the guys brought in the draft, and this year and years past, a lot of them have a lot of growing to do physically. And Kyle Davidson and others have talked about the benefits of joining a big college program for some of those guys, and the difference in the training between, you know, a college hockey program and a junior program. You've done it. What's the difference like in terms of day-to-day training and getting ready for the NHL?
Yeah, you know, I can't speak too much on behalf of the Canadian route because I've never done it. I can say that the college route, it's been nothing short of spectacular in the training sense. We've trained so much, and obviously we only play 2 games a week, which is a little less than the Canadian route does. But again, that allows for us to develop so much in the weight room. I've been fortunate enough to work with Ken Whittier, my strength coach at Boston University, and he's been so amazing to me. We set out on a goal at the beginning of the summer to put on 10 pounds of muscle, and I've done that right before camp, so I owe a lot of credit to him. At the same time, kind of like you said, that off-ice piece is so big, especially for me developing as a goaltender, trying to fill up my frame and, you know, get stronger.
What's the secret to putting on 10 pounds of muscle? Because I'm, you know, pretty thin, but I mean, to do that in what, like one summer to get that done?
Yeah, it's a lot about balance. Really, life is about balance too, and it's no different trying to put on 10 pounds in the weight room. It's a lot of working out, but it's also a lot of eating and just making sure you're eating the right things.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, a cheat meal's fine here and there, just for, you know, the mental part of it. But, you know, for the most part, I was eating 5 meals a day, and they're all pretty healthy. And my mom helped me cook a lot, and, I've gotten some help from some people at the Blackhawks too, learn how to cook and, you know, what meals to eat and things like that.
YouTube videos.
Yeah, yes.
Seeing that the direction this team is taking now, it's obvious rebuild. Is that exciting for a young player knowing, hey, it's all about us now? They want us to develop and get here. How is that as a prospect coming up?
Yeah, I think it is pretty exciting. For me, I try not to focus too much on, you know, what's going on here, obviously, because I'm still at Boston University and, you know, I'm fully on board with them. And, so for the time being, I'll focus completely on Boston University. And at the same time, I trust whatever's going on here. And, you know, I trust them. The management and Kyle, and I know that they're, you know, building a great team for the future, and I'm really looking forward to being part of that. But, you know, like I said, at the same time, I'm fully focused on playing for Boston University, and I think that's, you know, the main goal of mine is to have a great season next season, and take the decision from there.
Do you sense a vibe in the locker room from some of the other guys too, that some of them are actually competing for roster spots maybe as soon as this year? There are a lot of spots open on the Blackhawks right now, and maybe more to come. Have you sensed maybe a stronger sense of competition than maybe you would see in a traditional? I know this is your first prospects camp, but just in general, I think we're seeing it. Guys are battling on the ice every drill, every time they're in a corner. It's hard. It's physical hockey. It feels like guys know they might have an opportunity to make the team here.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, like you touched on, the competition has been so great here. And at the same time, it's a healthy competition, right? You know, you go into the corner and, you know, guys are competing as hard as they can. But at the same time, they have a healthy respect for the person next to them that's doing the same thing. So everyone's really pushing each other off the ice. Like I mentioned earlier, the character piece is so big here. And I can speak on behalf of, you know, every guy in the locker room. There's just high character people in there. Everyone's pushing for each other, making each other better. So it's just a really healthy vibe in the locker room. And, it's something that I'm looking forward to contributing to.
Who would you say has the best shot on the team that you faced?
I've seen a lot of good shots. I think Frank Nazar is one of the recent draft picks. He has a really great shot. I had the opportunity to skate with him for the first time today, and he definitely has a shot above his years. So I know he'll continue to work on that, but, you know, all the guys here have good shots. And, you know, once you get to this level, everyone can shoot the puck.
All right, Drew, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Hopefully we'll talk to you down the road for many years to come on the CHGO Blackhawks podcast.
Absolutely.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Joining us now on the CHGO Blackhawks podcast is draft pick Frank Nazar. We're here at Fifth Third Arena. You can probably hear the air conditioners blowing and the skates flowing behind us. But, Frank, thanks for taking some time out. I know it's been a crazy, hectic week, but what's your first week as a Blackhawk been like?
Yeah, thanks for having me. But it's been hectic, just kind of getting used to everything and getting used to getting back on the ice, and kind of had a long last week with the draft, but it was fun. So I didn't really have too much time to skate or work out. But just getting back on the ice and getting a good rhythm is feeling good.
How was it, the Blackhawks, going into the first round draft, didn't have a single pick. Now all of a sudden, here you are in Chicago. Like, how crazy of a moment was that?
Yeah, it was actually completely, like, unexpected. I remember talking to them at the Combine and just had a really good conversation with the guys there. And I really liked talking to them, but they didn't have a pick in the first. So, like, going in the draft, they weren't really on my radar. And then that kind of trade kind of came up, and I looked at my advisor, and he, like, kind of, like, gave me, like, a look. And I was like, oh, this might be, you know, like, might be the spot. And the time came, and we were just super excited. And I think it's super cool to be part of, like, the original six team. Like, so, like I said, yeah, it was just a great moment.
So did you grow up a Red Wings fan being from the Michigan area?
Yeah, I started off as, like, a Red Wings fan, and then I became a Sidney Crosby fan, so I was a fan of the Penguins.
There you go.
So, and then kind of moved towards, I don't want to say I'm a bandwagon, because I was a fan of these teams before, like, they started winning. Yeah. So, like, I was, like, a Pittsburgh fan, and then I started liking McKinnon more, and then I turned into an Avs fan. So
there you go. All right. Would you say you're a Blackhawks fan now?
Well, yeah.
Okay. All right, good. Just checking. So, you know, you've played with some of these guys and against some of them. Who's out of this group so far through 2 days, and maybe haven't played with them or against them, who's one of the toughest guys to play against so far that you've experienced?
Yeah, I think Vlasic's super hard to play against. Just he's big guy, smart, can play, can skate. He's got a good stick, and I think kind of just heard Komesso, like, just shooting on him. Like, everybody was talking about it back because he played for the national team as well, and a few of my buddies got the chance to play against him and skate with him, and they're saying how good he was. And I didn't really realize it until you get out there and you're skating with them. So I thought he was really good today, and Vlasic as well.
Coming to a team that's rebuilding, I know obviously you're focused on mostly next season at Michigan, but knowing that this is a team that's depending on the young guys, how exciting is that to be a first-round pick for a team that obviously is going in a direction where you're going to be fast-tracked to get back here?
Yeah, and I'm extremely happy for it, and I talked to my advisor and my family about it literally before the draft. I was like, honestly, it would almost be better for me to go to a team that's rebuilding and kind of needs younger guys to come in and play a big role. And just like it is at Michigan right now, like, all those guys leaving and going on to pro, and we need a good freshman group to come in and kind of play a role. And I'm going to get the experience there, and I feel like I'm going to be up to the task, and this is kind of what I wanted to do.
We've seen so many players. It feels like maybe Jonathan Toews almost was kind of started this whole revolution where a lot of young players are going the college hockey route. What was it about Michigan for you that made you choose Michigan over an alternative route to the NHL?
Just being from Michigan, kind of being the hometown guy, and kind of just staying kind of close to home. That was always something that I kind of thought of going into the process of choosing a school. And then the resources they have there. And just Brandon Arado and the guys that train and skate there and the coaches, I think those are like a main piece. And just the way they produce guys and send them to the next level. And those guys are always making an impact. So
we know, you know, the Blackhawks really wanted to have an emphasis on bringing speed into the organization. Speed's one of the biggest factors of your game. What would you say is a skill set that you have that not a lot of people focus on that you think is probably one of the difference makers?
I'd probably just say kind of like a mix of hockey sense and creativity. I feel like there's a lot of times where, like, I make a lot of, like, I guess creative plays and smart plays, and not always is it going to be, like, up on the highlight reel, and, like, sometimes people kind of look over them, and I know I'm kind of always just trying to make the best play, so, like, I may not always do it in the game, but when I do, it's going to be, like, something cool, so, and something that's going to work, so I guess just those two things.
I know that you are a man of many talents, and we saw at the draft we saw that you had a hidden talent, I think, that not a lot of people were able to see here, so I've got a little challenge for you here.
Put you on the spot right off the bat.
Not again.
You're a pretty good juggler.
Yeah, I'm not too bad.
Not too bad.
To get up.
All right, let's see if we can. Oh, there it is. this is great for audio.
There we go.
Fantastic. Oh, he's getting flashy with it. Wow.
This trust is us. The juggling is fantastic.
There you go. There's the audio factor. Perfect.
That's awesome.
That's the perfect way to wrap up an interview.
The top at the end.
Frank, that was great. We love putting you on the spot. We'll make sure that is on the blooper reel on YouTube and is retweeted over and over again. No, that was fantastic. Last thing I had for you, and maybe you didn't get to see him, but I know Jonathan Taze was walking around here yesterday. Did he come in and talk to you guys at all, or just kind of peek his head in?
Not like the team, I don't think, but I was up in the gym just getting a stretch in before the skate yesterday. And he was up there as well, and I just got the chance to introduce myself and kind of just say hello. And he was extremely nice and welcoming. So, yeah, it's kind of cool just to see the guys that you kind of look up to, like, growing up. And when they won the cups, the three cups, it was like, man, it's kind of like a wow factor going into it. So it's just, it was a really cool experience.
If there's a song that you're listening to or an artist that you love to kind of get you pumped up before you get on the ice, what is that song or what is that artist?
Honestly, it changes like every game. Like, I'm always singing a song like when I'm on the ice or for games. It kind of just gets me in like the zone. A lot of Eminem's in there. I think Kanye's in there a few times. Like, you can ask all my teammates, I'm always singing something. Like, last year I was singing like Stronger by Kanye West or like All Falls Down. Like, those are two songs. Yeah, I don't know. I guess like just those two are like the ones I could think of.
You're singing to yourself while you're on the ice?
Yeah, I was That's doing it awesome. Today too. So, but yeah, it's always like, it kind of just cools me down and keeps me.
If you're always singing, then we are going, your official nickname on CHGO Blackhawks is Sinatra. So if you're singing, it sticks. Yeah. There it is. It's official. I mean, you're our Sinatra guy.
Yeah, I like that. So.
Yeah, we enjoyed the awkward question you got yesterday. Do you have any nicknames? You're like Frank or Nazar, really? That's about it. So, yeah, Frank, that was awesome. Thanks for doing this. We appreciate it. Thanks to the Blackhawks for making it happen. And have a great rest of the week.
Thank you.
All right, man. Take care.
Hope you're enjoying these tremendous interviews we did from Blackhawks Prospect Camp with a couple hopeful future Blackhawks. But I wanted to tell you about Owen. That's O-W-Y-N, standing for only what you need. It is a 100% plant-based protein shake that gives you the nutrition that works just as hard as you do. All of Owen's products are free of artificial ingredients. They're allergen-friendly. They don't contain any gluten or dairy, and they're easily digestible. You may have heard about Owen from Chicago Bears quarterback Justin Fields, who also follows a plant-based diet. And right now, Owen and CHGO are partnering up to give you an awesome offer. You can get 20% off of your first purchase when you go to liveowen.com and use the promo code CHGO20. That's liveowen.com and using the promo code CHGO20. So join Justin Fields, try Owen, get some for yourself. Again, that's Owen, O-W-Y-N, only what you need.
Joining us now on the CHGO Blackhawks podcast is defenseman Ethan Del Mestro. Ethan, thanks for jumping on the podcast today. We are happy to have you.
Thank you for having me.
How's camp been so far? Looks pretty competitive. And now you're last year one of the bigger guys, you know, and this year a bunch of big defensemen on the roster.
Yeah. I mean, obviously camp's been really good. You know, last year obviously being virtual and you didn't really get to come out to Chicago. It's nice to kind of be here and, you know, with the staff and kind of working with them. And yeah, like you said, the compete's been really high. I think a lot of guys, you know, come out here and you want to leave your stamp. So, you know, they're giving their all. And yeah, like you said, coming last year, it was a lot of smaller D. And now, you know, coming this year, there's a lot of big D. And, you know, I think that's the way the game's moving, you know, kind of going to some bigger, like, mobile defensemen. So, you know, it's good and it's good competition.
Already being, you know, a big physical player yourself, what is the kind of the strength and conditioning aspect having been here at camp now under an NHL program? How's that compare to, you know, what you've been doing so far in junior and with the Canadian programs?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, being with this whole staff, it's, you know, obviously the top notch. It's the best of the best, so it's obviously helpful. But I think, you know, that's one good part about, you know, back home, I have a good training staff, and it's kind of similar in the work we're doing. So just a lot of kind of, you know, building that lean muscle and not trying to, you know, overcompensate for just weight to not be able to move out there. You know, you want to be strong, but you want to be able to move. So I think that's one of the main focuses, just staying healthy and being mobile and containing that or maintaining that strength and that lean mass.
Now that the focus here in Chicago is more about the future, the rebuild's in motion, young guys like you, the fans are going to pay more attention to. So to our Blackhawks fans listening, what kind of player should they expect to see when you're able to make that pro jump?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm a two-way defenseman that's kind of versatile. You know, I can shut down either your top line and kind of play that shutdown kind of mean defenseman, and I can also help on the offensive side, you know, whether that's, you know, moving pucks up and kind of making plays on the blue line. I think that's just kind of my versatility, and I think that's exciting for fans to watch, you know, in the future. So just really excited.
Have you heard anything about, you know, your chances of getting a shot to make the roster this year? There are some openings on the blue line, and Rockford is full of young defensemen. I know that's not an option for you this year because you're only 19, but it seems like there's some opportunity there. And looking at you on the ice, as you sort of mentioned, you seem to have like an NHL body already. You know, has there been any indication that you might get a shot to make the team out of camp?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of with the mindset, you know, you go to camp and you want to make it, and I think that's the mindset you go with every time. So obviously it's a young team and they made some moves, and I think just kind of come to camp and go with that mindset, trying to make team, and you know, whatever happens, happens. Obviously, you know, if not, then I have my junior team to go back to. But yeah, you just go with the mindset that you want to make the team and there's spots open, and I think that's just kind of how you go about it and approach it.
The Blackhawks have really made an emphasis on getting speed into the prospect system. Who's one of the fastest guys that you've had to go against in camp so far this week?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of quick forwards out there. You know, I think Slags on my team, Slager, he's one of the fastest. I mean, I've seen him in numerous times just because he's on my team and we skate a lot. But just in the testing and then just in the mini games, he's definitely one of the quickest. And I think it's just good, you know, to go against some of the fast forwards and kind of work on your speed. It's just overall, you know, beneficial.
When you're here with a group like this and a team that, again, we got the rebuild in motion, how exciting is that for you as a young player coming in, knowing that the opportunities are going to be there right away to hopefully get to the NHL level?
Yeah, I think that's really exciting, you know, just knowing that they're kind of trying new things and approaching it in a youth kind of way. It's just really exciting for young prospects like myself. I think just going about it and you knowing that you might have a chance, it's just really exciting, you know, knowing it's not like, you know, Colorado that's already kind of has their whole team set up and kind of making those deep runs. I think it's exciting having those opportunities and just knowing that.
So we're watching from, you know, over here in the stands on the ice with you, Chris Kunitz, Kendall Coyne Schofield. What sort of contact have you had with Luke Richardson and some of the NHL coaches? Have they been kind of hands off, like watching from a distance, or do you get any feedback from them day to day?
Yeah, I think, I mean, they came in and kind of chatted with us a little bit, but I think they're more so kind of watching, you know, their new staff, and I think they're coming in trying to grasp all the prospects. You know, they haven't been here before, and I think they're kind of just watching, and they're talking to us a little bit and kind of giving us pointers, but I think a lot of it's coming from, you know, the developmental staff. You know, Mark Eaton's kind of the main guy with the defense, and just kind of talking to them, and obviously, you know, the head coach is going to have a big input, but I think he's just kind of watching and understanding.
This is the first camp that they've had here in person since the summer of 2019. Is this your first time being in Chicago?
My second.
Second time. Yeah. Okay, cool. I saw you guys were out at the Cubs game yesterday. How was that experience, and what's it been like to, you know, have something like this where, you know, you're meeting guys for the first time or talking to them for the first time, and you have that opportunity to kind of explore and get to know each other as potential future, like, teammates, you know?
Yeah, I think that's just really exciting, you know, meeting new people, meeting new teammates. You're kind of coming from Ontario. It's a place where you mostly meet guys that you've already played against and already know, and this is kind of opens your eye, and you know, seeing players from Europe and America and stuff like that, and just all over the place. It's kind of nice to, you know, get a little change in pace, and just seeing Chicago and kind of see how nice of a city it is. It's pretty special. So I think overall, it's just been a fun time.
Out of the new guys that you've met, who's got maybe the best personality, or maybe wasn't the kind of guy you expected, maybe he was, or someone that surprised you?
Yeah, I mean, I think coming in, I knew a couple guys, obviously, just from the first camp we had in last September, but coming in, I think I came down a couple days early with Alan, and I met Vlasic, who's, you know, he played a couple games last year, and I'm just kind of getting to know him, and he's quite the character, and he's a nice guy, and kind of really welcomed me in, and kind of, he's from around the area and kind of showed me some new spots and stuff like that, so he's been real nice.
Yeah, they mentioned Vlasic showing a big leadership role at camp here, and just the handful of games he played. Has he talked about, you know, how just those, you know, whatever it was, 15 games or whatever to end the season, has he talked about how that's impacted his development as a player at all?
Yeah, I think it's helped him a lot. I mean, he talks about it. Just seeing him kind of on the ice and in person and kind of in the room, I think just having that you know, that presence with, you know, being around those kind of NHL guys, I think that's changed his personality and kind of made him more into a pro already. I think you can just see it and it's evident. So overall, he's been really helpful.
Got development camp here, your next camp, World Junior Camp. How important would that be to make Team Canada?
Yeah, like you said, you know, coming back from this one, you're going right back out. But just overall really excited, you know, to go to a World Junior camp. And you know that there's a couple spots open on the, you know, the team. You want to go out there and make an impression and do your best. And then you still have the one in the winter, you know, coming up to Christmas. And so if you can make both teams, it's just that much more special. And I think it's just really important to go out there and kind of make the most of it.
So you were a captain last season in Mississauga, and the leadership that it takes, you know, to lead a group of guys that are, you know, all kind of similar age and whatnot. How does that translate as you kind of grow? And when you come into a situation like this where, you know, these aren't your regular teammates, do you kind of take some of that leadership quality and kind of become a voice during camp or anything like that? Is that something that you know, kind of take control of?
Yeah, I think for sure, you know, being kind of a captain in a junior team, you know, it's kind of all about bringing in your experiences and kind of being that kind of mentor to some of the younger guys. And you know, obviously I'm not that much older, but just having a little bit more experience and kind of showing them things and doing the right thing, and they kind of read off that, you know. And I think that's just beneficial moving up to kind of pros and just having that, you know, that right mindset. And then it kind of rubs off on people here even. And so overall, I think it's just important to kind of do your things and you know, keep that leadership role, and obviously not overstep, but maintain it and you know, still bring that aspect.
All right, since we cover all teams here at CHGO, I would be a fool not to ask, Wrigley Field Cubs, man, how much fun was that? Was that your first time being able to check out a game there?
Yeah, it was actually my second time, but, you know, it's still special, and I think, obviously, you know, seeing the players go on the field, it's pretty special and pretty cool. But just seeing that atmosphere and that you know, the history behind that field, it's pretty special, and obviously it was a great time.
Awesome.
Ethan, thanks for taking some time out, man. I know it's a busy week, a hectic week, probably a little bit stressful, so we enjoy talking to you, and hopefully as the years go on, we can hang out more often.
Thank you so much for having me on. Thank you.
All right. We're talking to Blackhawks defenseman Nolan Allen here at Blackhawks Development Camp. Nolan, thanks for taking some time to chat with the CHGO Blackhawks podcast. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
How's it been? It seems really competitive, and, you know, Hawks draft you last year. You're one of the biggest defensemen in the system, and then all of a sudden, almost overnight, they bring in a bunch of towering blue liners. What's it been like in the room? What's it been like on the ice?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's, you know, you can see what they're doing here. They're trying to, you know, get the next wave in here. A lot of young guys coming in, so it's exciting, you know, getting to meet some new guys and, you know, having some friendly competition out there too. So it's good.
Heading into your season this past year, was there any more pressure or motivation after being drafted in the first round, or was it just business as usual?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's a little bit more motivation, I guess, you know, being drafted that high, but, you know, business as usual going into games. I mean, you know, just sticking to my style, I think, is the biggest thing. I mean, not getting too worried about putting up points or, you know, anything like that. You know, just playing my game for the most part and staying true to myself and, you know, getting better that way, I think, is the biggest thing.
What would you say is one of the toughest aspects of coming into prospect camp as a first-round pick and trying to kind of establish yourself within the system early on?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of kids here, don't get me wrong. So, you know, a lot of great kids here too. So, you know, they drafted, I guess, 3 first-rounders this year. So, you know, there's competition there, and, you know, it's great. I mean, I think, you know, when you have a lot of good young prospects like that, you push each other in that competition, and, you know, you're getting each other better as you go. So it's a win-win.
When the Hawks called your name last year in the first round, were you surprised? Had you heard from them sort of leading up to that moment? Did you think you were on the radar, or was it a total shock?
Yeah, I talked to them quite a bit. I knew they had some interest. You know, I wasn't really sure where I was going to go. So, I mean, I guess it was kind of a shock to go there. But, yeah, I was just kind of really had no clue. So I was just sitting waiting. And, yeah, my name got called, and it was pretty exciting.
So I think our listeners are really going to be fascinated with the prospect system and how things work, because in a rebuild, that's sort of where the attention turns. So I'm glad we get to talk to you, because you're a first-round pick last year. So between getting selected by the Blackhawks and now in season while you're playing, like, how much contact do you have with the team? Are they checking in with you on a regular basis? Is it more with your agent? Is it more with your coaches? What is the sort of communication level, I guess you'd say, between the team and the player after the selections made before you arrive with in the organization?
Yeah, for sure. I think they do a great job, the player development coaches here, of reaching out and coming out and seeing us quite a few times. So Mark Eaton came and saw me in Prince Albert quite a few times there, and it was great to catch up with him and have a conversation with him, what he thinks, how I'm playing and that sort of thing. And yeah, they do a fairly good job of staying in touch and keeping you in the loop, so it's nice.
We are all facial hair aficionados on this podcast, and you're in Chicago. I gotta ask, is the mustache a calculated move or just something that you enjoy?
It was just something on the fly. I shaved it like last week and I just kept it, so I don't know. I like to switch it up.
I think you and Landon Sligert are the only two here that can grow facial hair, so it's good to see some representation.
Yeah, for sure.
If you want to be a fan favorite here in Chicago, keep the stash. It's keep all the about stash. The stash in Chicago. You'll get a Jardinere endorsement deal within weeks. Speaking of playing here in Chicago, let you in a little secret. We don't get a lot of Prince Albert Raiders games here on TV, so tell our fans what type of hockey player Nolan Allen is, or what can we expect to see?
Yeah, I'm a defense-first defenseman. I like to play physical, hard-nosed brand of hockey, try and make it tough on the other teams. So, just make it tough on the other team's forwards and, play a lot of penalty kill minutes, blocking shots, stuff like that. And, starting to work on my offensive game some more, jumping into play and, fitting in where I can in there. So
it's interesting because I think a lot of prospects, especially high picks, they put up the big numbers defensively and then they have to sort of learn the defensive game. Whereas you're a defense first guy, like you just said, how, when you're this late in your career, you're 19, when you're this late in your development, how do you add that offensive element? How do you, how do you begin to implement something new when you've played the same style so long and it's gotten you to be a first round selection?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like, that's not really the whole focus of my game. I focus on my, defense first, my physicality, and shutting down the other team's top forwards, and then I guess when there's space and when I can jump into the rush and use my skating, that's where it kind of jumps in, I guess, not, I guess, overdoing it on the offense, trying to do too much, just wherever there's a spot, hopefully I can jump in and help out that way.
Who were some of the NHL players when you were growing up that you sort of looked up to and maybe modeled your game after?
We have a guy who played in the NHL from Davidson, Braden McNabb. He plays on the Vegas Golden Knights. So I've watched him, quite a bit growing up. Good buddies with his younger brother. So we're pretty close, kind of close with them there. So yeah, I just kind of watched him and I think our styles kind of match each other a little bit. And yeah, I just kind of like to watch him and, take some things from him.
You got Blue Jays hat on. Did that stay stay at the hotel for yesterday? Didn't want to bring that one out for the Cubs game.
No, I had it on yesterday.
Wow,
too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So great. Yeah, what was that like being there at the game, seeing the 2022 draft class out there throwing out the first pitch, and what would you rate that pitch?
Yeah, I didn't even get to see the pitch. I just went down to the bathroom before he threw it, so oh, okay. I came back and he just threw it, and I missed it. I was kind of mad, but yeah, it was pretty cool to get to experience that and see those guys on the field and doing that. So yeah, it was a great experience.
Was your first time at Wrigley or?
That was my second time.
Second time. Okay, cool.
Went one time last year at camp. So
nice.
With the Blue Jays hat, you got to find Dylan Strom at a game and start taunting some pitchers. I don't know if you saw. You see that video of him yelling F off to the rest of us.
Yeah, I think I see it, yeah.
Well, hopefully, he'll pop up somewhere, and maybe you two can hook up and go to a Blue Jays game and heckle some people together. But, Nolan, we appreciate you taking some time out, man. I know it's a busy week, busy day, all that stuff, so thanks for taking some time, and we'll see you down the road.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, guys.
All right, that's going to do it for this week of shows and our interviews from Development Camp. Fellas, it was a good week. It was a fun week. It was a newsy week. And now the real offseason begins with free agency pretty much wrapped up. We just sort of grind our way until the training camp and preseason. But all of our kind of regular segments, Mailbag Monday, Throwback Thursday, all those things are going to return in short order. If you've got a question for Mailbag Monday, blackhawks@allchgo.com, or just hit any of us up on Twitter. I'm at Jay Zawoski, Greg is at Greg Boyson, and Mario is at Mario_Tirabassi. And the show account is at @CHGO_Blackhawks. And a reminder to become a member at allchgo.com. It's awesome. It's ad-free. You get access to all of our great web content, the Discord channel. You get to pick a free shirt of your choice from the locker. It's a great deal. It's a great investment, and it helps us grow and thrive here at CHGO Sports. So for my partners, Greg and Mario, I'm Jay. Thanks for listening to this show and this week on the CHGO Blackhawks podcast.